based on the sound check, I can't wait for you to hear what you're about to hear. And I always mean it. Sometimes we don't have a chance to hear as much as we do before you hear it. But I think we've got four incredibly talented people in the studio with us right now. And you'll get a chance to get to meet each of them coming up in a few moments. They're, in addition to representing themselves, they're representing a great organization called Alumni Theater Company. And they are going to be staging Once on This Island, July 31st through August 2nd at the University of Pittsburgh Charity Randall Theater, which is right in the heart of Oakland. We'll talk about show dates, and we'll also talk about the show itself coming up. But we are going to begin with one of four selections they're going to do. And it's Catherine Bruce that's here with us today. And she will give you a taste of the talent that is in the show with a song called Waiting for Life.
Of a stranger in white racing by. Oh God, are you there? What can I do to get you to look down and give in? Oh God, hear my prayer. I'm here in the field with my feet on the ground and my fate in the air, waiting for life to begin. Contented and Tauntaun accepts what he gets. Happy for tea in the cups and no holes in their nets. Happy to have what they have and to stay where they are. They never even look up at the sound of a car. A stranger racing down the beach, racing to places I was meant to reach. My stranger, one day he'll arrive. Your car will stop and in now hopping off will drive. We'll drive. Oh God, please be there. Don't you remember your little Timon from the tree? Wake up, look down, hear my prayer. Don't single me out and then forget me. Oh God, let me fly. Send me to places where no one before me has been. Like a fish to the bait, then you tell me to wait. Well, I'm waiting, waiting for life to begin, waiting for life to begin.
Wow, we don't usually do this, but how can we not? It's only four here, but that was just incredible. And Catherine Bruce is the person. Hello, I want to know more about you. I know you live in Homewood.
Yes.
And tell me about your life a little bit. How long have you been acting, and how did that wonderful, powerful voice come to you?
Well, yes, I'm Catherine Bruce. I am 22 now. I just graduated from Point Park University. I got my BFA in musical theater. I started acting, I think, I want to say like 6th or 7th grade, and I joined ATC the summer of my 8th grade year. So I've been doing theater seriously since then, so about 8 years. I was like, yeah, about 8 years, yeah.
Yeah, the older you get, the harder it gets to figure out. Did you go to Kappa or somewhere?
No.
What was your schooling?
Oh, my goodness. It was this. It doesn't make any sense how I ended up, like, being a musical theater major, because in high school I was at Olderdice and I played sports and I was in the STEM program. And I think because of, like, COVID, so I went from, like, my freshman year of high school, COVID, and then senior year, I got the lead in Cinderella at my school. So I was like, you know what? Why not do this theater thing, see how it goes?
That's incredible. What were your sports?
I did a little bit of track throughout middle school and then basketball as well. And then I stopped doing basketball my senior year of high school because I was so small and the girls were huge. And I was just like, okay, this might not be for me. But I still did like STEM and engineering and stuff throughout high school. And then I was like, I don't think this is for me either. Like I did it because it was there, but I didn't have a passion for it, really.
Well, clearly you have a passion for what you're doing now. That was just incredible. Let's meet everybody who's here, and then we'll talk a little bit about the play. And then we have some more songs that we're going to feature, too. And Robert is next.
Hi. My name is RJ. I play Daniel in Once on This Island.
And RJ, you were here, you've been here a couple times, I think. You're at Westinghouse Arts Academy.
Yep.
And coming up on your senior year, do you know what you might want to do?
I also want to get my BFA in musical theater. I'm looking at Point Park, CMU, all the schools in Pittsburgh, and a little farther out, too.
Yeah, it's amazing how many options Pittsburgh alone has. You're out at Penn Hill, so for where you're living. When did you get the passion to do this?
I got the passion to do theater my sophomore year. My school, we had done SpongeBob the Musical, and I had gotten the role of Larry the Lobster. And I don't know, just like being in that environment with everyone, it was just so, like, everyone came together. And, you know, it's just a feeling that, like, I can't really describe. It's just like, you know, it really helped me find a passion for it. You know, it's like acting and singing is something that I've always kind of just done. I never really thought about doing it seriously. And then my sophomore year came around, we did SpongeBob, and then a few of my friends had asked me to audition for ATC, and I got in. And so ever since then, I've just been like, you know, grinding out theater and just doing as many shows as I can, taking lessons, practicing with my voice, all that.
Well, it's terrific. ATC is really a special place for professionals and students to connect and really be a home. That's why Alumni Theater Company, alumni is a perfect name. We've got a couple additional professional members, including an alum. Let's meet Tyra Jamison. Tell me about yourself.
Hi, my name is Tyra Jamison, and I am born and raised from the Hill District, and I am an all-around artist, like a writer, a performer, an emerging singer-songwriter, and yeah.
We're going to have to talk about having you on with your own work sometime. Sometime I would love for us to do that. I'm always curious about school backgrounds. Did you go to high school?
I went to Pittsburgh Kappa. I went through from the sixth grade through the 12th grade as a literary arts major. So that's where I graduated from. And then I had went to the University of the Arts for a few years, and I didn't finish there, but I also pursued creative writing over in Philadelphia.
Great. Well, it's nice to meet you. And by the way, you're going to hear everybody sing today in just a minute. We wanted to get our introductions down. Shay.
Hi, my name is Shay Wofford. I will be playing Ogwe in the show. I am a Pittsburgh native, born and raised from East Liberty to Highland Park to all over the place. It's been a long journey here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. What I love about this is we have East Liberty, Homewood Hill, and Penn Hills, all represented, mm-hmm. at least for where everybody currently lives. And that's and we're here on the north side. And we can loop in, is it Wilmerding? I'm trying to think. Where is Westinghouse Arts Academy officially?
Yeah.
It is Wilmerding. We'll loop. They're the outlier. Wilmerding. We'll include them, too. So the play itself, I was trying to learn a little bit. It's kind of... It's sort of a cousin to The Little Mermaid. Am I right about that?
Yeah. So Once on This Island is how I've been describing it a lot recently is think of The Little Mermaid, then think of – don't think of Disney. Think of like the Grimm version of The Little Mermaid, and then take that and set it in like the Caribbean islands of Haiti and the French Antilles. And kind of bring it a little bit more modern, kind of like thinking about like 1950s-ish, and kind of like talking about the French Antilles and kind of like the caste and classism and colorism and all those different types of things, where a young peasant woman meets a grand homme, this rich up-and-coming young man. And they meet, and that's how the story begins.
Now, Waiting for Life is the song we opened with. Would it help us to sort of know the story and the context of that song?
Yeah. So the right before, we see like a journey of – I play Timon, by the way, the leading lady. But in the beginning, we see little Timon, which – all her life, she has this feeling of like, I was meant for something more, just because there was a tragic storm that wiped out all of her family. So she became an orphan, and Tauntaun and Mama Yearly got her from out of this tree. And they essentially like adopted her and named her Desiree du Donné. And they named her Timon, which just means little orphan for short. And she spent so much time like working the field and working with her family, the peasants, and she just feels like there's has to be a reason why the gods didn't wipe her out as well. So that's why she sings this song to like reach out and ask the gods, like, hey, you kept me alive, so what am I here for now? Because it's not to be working the fields. And yeah. And throughout the story she comes in contact with all four of the gods. We have Papa Gay. We have Mama. Sorry, I'm blanking. Oh, my goodness.
Papa Gay is Tyra's role.
Yes. We have Papa Gay. We have Asaka. Mm-hmm. We have Ogwe. And we have Erzuli.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, now we're going to transition to our next song, which is going to be sung by Shay, if I've got my notes correctly. And Shay, before you get ready to perform, is there anything we should know about this song? It's called Rain.
Yeah. So basically, after Timon says this, like, hey, gods, what's up? the gods meet and they're like, oh, let's send her on this journey and see how we can do that. So Rain is the moment where my character Ogwe, decides to put Daniel who's the Grand Dome, Timoon, which is the peasant, in the same place through this vicious storm, which is what the song's about.
Ah, if you were up early this morning, you might have felt like you were in this vicious storm. It was really difficult this morning. Alumni Theater Company .org is how you can learn more information. Once on this island is going to be running July 31st at 8, August 1st with a matinee at 2 and an 8 o'clock evening show, and then August 2nd at 2 at the Charity Randall Theater at the University of Pittsburgh, which is right on Forbes Avenue. And I believe we're ready to go, and we're going to hear the beautiful voice now of Shay Wolford.
And I'll provide their place where two different worlds will meet tonight. Tonight. Let there be no moon. Let the clouds rest by. The tide be high. Let there be a girl walking by the sea, and let there be pouring rain. Rain on their road, rain on her face. Rain makes their road such a dangerous place. Let there be a car racing through the wait, where their road meets the sea, let him spin. Let their fates begin in their rain. Rain.
That was just amazing. We're going to do a big switcheroo now. Shay is going to join us, and I think Catherine and Tara and RJ are going to do a trio number in a second. We'll get you ready up there, if that makes sense. And I'm going to talk with Shay about that beautiful voice of yours. I mean, I know there isn't a specific answer, but how did you become such a great singer and presence on stage? Were you singing as a youngster?
So from what I was told, as a very small child, I definitely was one of those children that was like, oh my God, I have to be paid attention to. So I would do anything in my anything to kind of like be a big kind of presence. And then I started singing probably when I was like 3, 4, 5, when I used to go to church, and I learned a lot of like the songs and like kind of voice quality in church. And then I was kind of like, as I got older, I found more and more ways of places to perform. I used to be part of a camp that had a big show at the end of each year. I participated in Urban Impacts Choir at one point. And then like middle school, high school, I was introduced to musical theater. There was a big boom in musical theater in 2006 and 2007 where everybody was talking about everything with Wicked and so many other musicals that were like coming out and were really big at the time. And then moving into kind of like, I was like, well, what is this thing that everybody's talking about? So I went to see our middle school musical at that time was Annie, and I was like, oh, I got to do that. That's what I got to do. So I was doing musical theater from seventh grade through the time I graduated high school.
And where did you go to school again?
I went to Pittsburgh Obama.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was part of the whole Shin Bomberstein situation where they were closing schools and moving other schools into the other ones.
If you the inside baseball here is Obama began in Reisenstein Middle School, which is now, I think, land owned by Google.
Yeah.
I kind of liked Reisenstein.
Yeah, it was a very nice building. I think going to school there, it was such an open concept. But I do know that back in the day, Reisenstein was definitely set up a bit different, where it was very much large rooms.
Yes.
Wow. By the time we got there, it was very much they had separated out rooms. And I just loved the architecture of that building.
The idea of – I mean, you were one of the staff members,
yes,
at Alumni Theater Company, the idea of having a career in musical theater is probably daunting to a lot of people that want to pursue it.
Mm-hmm.
Was it that way for you?
So actually, I would say yes, because so I was, like I said, through middle school, high school, all about musical theater, auditioned to go to Point Park, didn't get in. So then I decided to pursue Point Park's sports, arts, and entertainment management field. And that's what really got me into like the admin side of like knowing how to be able to be a line producer, learning how to like figure out the back end business,
sure,
of working in theater. And so then when I graduated, the founder of ATC, Hallie Donner, who I had been working with since I was also a late ATC person. I didn't join until my senior year. But from senior year and while I was working through college, I was helping ATC out, whether I was either in a show, working as a stagehand, working as a stage manager. And she was like, hey, do you want to just do this in general? And I was like, of course I would love to do this in general. So it's been seven, 8 years.
Wow.
I've been working for Alumni Theater Company.
Yeah, and Bridget Perdue is there now.
Yes, Bridget
now,
Perdue is our now new executive director.
Taking over from Hallie, mm-hmm, which is no easy job in
it's
and of
not.
Itself. And what's cool is, so your academic training is
right
in I like how you called it backhanded. I was going to say underhanded, but this behind the scenes,
right,
type stuff. Yet you're such a stage presence too. So life,
mm-hmm,
once you get out of the boxes, I guess people,
yeah,
put you in. Sometimes,
yeah,
you get. I think ATC does that. It gives,
mm-hmm,
you a chance to shine,
mm-hmm,
in all the ways.
Yeah.
You can.
ATC was really there for me when I was worried about being an artist. I was concerned that maybe I had been stuck in the admin world for so long that I didn't know what I was going to do. And then it pushed me to start writing, start doing some more. In the process of creating my own musical and all of that. So, you know.
It's great. You can carry that forward to the younger people,
yeah,
you work with. Now, this next Forever Yours is going to be really unique because you're going to hear singers individually,
mm-hmm,
as well as a duet. Do we need to set up the song in any way?
So after that car crash that I caused with the storm, T-Moon takes Daniel in to heal him. And, you know, things get a little woozy. She goes without eating or drinking for a few days, and, you know, Also, the gods were already in this weird plot story to try to figure out, to try to prove if love or death was stronger. And so this was kind of like the moment where Ti-Moon really like commits.
So here again, and you're going to hear Catherine and Tyra and RJ all together with a scene from Once on This Island from Alumni Theater Company.
Thank you.
Just amazing. RJ, we're going to keep you up here and bring everybody else back. Alumni Theater Company. This is going to be a really fun production. Shay, it sounds like this would be suitable for all ages.
It is. We want this to be a show that people can bring their friends, bring their families, grandma, auntie, sister-in-law, twice removed. You know, everybody can come see this show.
How large is the cast in addition to the actors we have today?
Our show has about somewhere between 25 to 29 actors in it, and that's a mix of our teen ensemble members, our professional ensemble members, and we do have a few guest artists that are going to be in the show as well.
And I know, although it's a very professional production, it's also one where you can relax and mm-hmm. feel comfortable and just enjoy the talent that's going to be before you.
Yeah. The show is amazing. It's been such a great time working with the cast. And, like, we've all come to, like, live in this space of family. Even some of the people who have joined us recently, it's just been like they're just, like, in immediately. And we are very much a place where people can feel, like, together and, like, with a family. And that's kind of the vibe of our rehearsal process.
Yeah, I'm happy you can be with us during what has got to be an incredibly busy time. Now, we're going to RJ's going to close us out with Some Girls. But before that, did anybody want to say anything else about the musical or about ATC itself?
Yes, this musical is something that's really near and dear to me because it's one of my favorite musicals. I thought it was very interesting watching it as opposed to, like, being into it, because the biggest difference that I noticed was it was never about, like, this big love story. It's really, like, a spiritual journey. And so many people are so quick to be like, why did she fall in love with this man who did not care about her? But I think this is something that she really needed to go through. And even though, like, she fails in some way, I think she has grown so much as a person throughout the story. And I think she got the spiritual guidance that she needed.
That's a really good observation. Thank you for sharing that. And that was Catherine. Bruce, Tyra, did you have anything else you wanted to mention?
Yes, to add to that, I think that it's a journey of finding your own power in the midst of a world and circumstances that makes you feel powerless. I think what's unique about Timun's journey is that she is really, like, enforcing her own will. And that's something, like, the traditions that are, like, discussed and highlighted in the show, that's something that really comes up a lot, especially as traditions that are created to bat back against colonialism. And I think I see that power in each and every member of this production. Like, it's been a pleasure to work with Catherine. It's been a pleasure to work with RJ, and always a pleasure to work with Shay. The first time I heard Shay sing was like a high school production where he played Ogway. So, like, I feel like I'm just, like, in here, like, getting all misty eyed, like,
but he in a rut, check.
I am. Not a rut at all.
No.
Only growth.
I'm going to come back to Shay in a minute. But RJ, anything else you wanted to mention?
For the longest time, I kind of was in my head about what this show really was about, because playing Daniel, it's given me a lot of room to think about his actions as a character. And, you know, I do agree that this show is about a spiritual journey for, I think, everyone involved. You know, I think, of course, Daniel is affected by the ends of the story. And I think that, this is more than just a love story.
A tragic love story,
yeah. Definitely, yeah.
Thank you. And now, as you get ready to sing, RJ, I'm going to turn it over to Shay for any final remarks you might have.
Yeah, no, this show is going to be great. We would love to see everybody at the Charity Randall Theater August. No, not August. September. No. Wow. My brain.
I've got it in front of me.
July 31st. August 1st and August 2nd. We actually were going to have one of our guest artists that we're bringing in is Kim Exum, who was the longest tenured Nubugan. Oh, I practiced this for so long. It's okay.
It's the Book of Mormon.
Book of Mormon. She was in the Book of Mormon and was one of the longest tenured actresses that were in that show in the amazing role. And yeah, it's going to be a great time. You can find all the details on our website and following us on Alumni Theater Company on all platforms. Yeah.
Thanks to all of you for being here today. Yeah. Alumni Theater Company. That was Shay Wofford, who you just heard. Shay Wofford, you heard Catherine Bruce, Tyra Jameson. And closing us out right now, we have R.J. Reed Williams. The song is called Some Girls.
While they're busy dressing, you lie here warm and bold. Some girls you picture, some you hold. Some girls take courses at all the best schools in France. Their horses and learning their modern dance. They're clever and cultured and worldly wise, but you see the world through a child's wide eyes. While their dreams are grand ones, you want what's just in reach. Some girls you learn from, some you teach. You are not small talk or shiny cars or mirrors or French cologne. You are the river, the moon, the stars. You're no one else I've known. Some girls take pleasure in buying a fine trousseau, counting each treasure and tying each tiny bow. They fold up their futures with perfumed hands, but you face the future with no demands. Some girls expect things others think nothing of. Some girls you marry, some
That, R.J. Reed Williams, Tyra Jamison, Catherine Bruce, and Shay Wofford from Alumni Theater Company. Learn more at alumnitheatercompany.org about Once on This Island.